Lord Hummer.
Okay. Did y'all used to make that?
Mother did. I don't like it.
What's something that grows around here? It's a grain, but it takes a lot of water to grow it.
Rice.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally? Did you ever hear anything about that? Did you ever hear of moonshine or white lightning?
Never see. I never was around where that was made. That's even I can't tell you nothing about it.
What would you call beer that you make at home?
Homebrew.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd draw someone, would you do that? Would you say smell it or smell of it? Or?
You said if it was cooking.
Uh-huh.
Well, what would you do?
Yeah, you'd tell someone, would you do that?
No, I don't get no understanding.
Well, if you like the way it smells, you tell someone. Just.
It smells good.
Uh-huh.
Something about it.
And just what that, just. Did you say just smell it or smell of it?
Smell it.
And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is.
So you said what?
You said this is an imitation. This is, if it's real, you say this is genuine.
I don't understand that.
Well, say if you had a belt that was made out of leather, and it was real leather, you want something artificial, you say this belt is made out of
real leather
or genuine. What's another word for real?
I don't know.
Say if you bought something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you're buying it in. Or a long time ago, sugar was just weighed to you out of the barrel, you'd say you're buying it how?
I don't know how much you want.
Would you ever say you're buying it loose or buying it in bulk or bulk?
No, you say. I want some dollars worth of sugar, 50 cents worth of sugar. That's what I used to buy before they went to sacking it up like they do now.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits would be?
I don't know, because I don't use that. I don't know what you'd call it.
Well, you might have jam or what else?
Jelly.
And what you'd have on the table to season your food with?
Salt, pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
He wants an apple.
And he'd say, he doesn't live here. He lives way where?
Somewhere.
Way over. Did you say over there or over yonder? Or?
I just say, he don't live here.
And he'd tell someone, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor. The next door was a child. What father was rich? Next door was a child.
You got me there. I don't know what to say.
Well, talking about his father being rich, you'd say, next door was a child.
But what would you say about it?
Well, would you say whose father was richer? That his father was richer. How would you say that?
I would say they was well-livers. His father was a well-liver.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you call that a peach?
Orchard.
And you could ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He might point to someone else and say, he's the man.
Owns it.
And kind of fruit that grows down in Florida. It's about the size of an apple.
Mm-mm.
It's, well, to be real common, a citrus fruit about this big.
Grapefruit?
Or smaller than a grapefruit.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you can get it at the store here. It's kind of like a tangerine.
Yeah, you can get tangerines in New Orleans, as far as that's concerned. But it's real tangerine. Ain't much more than that big. What do we get here?
What's something that's bigger than a tangerine?
Orange.
Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are
all gone.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, is the...
I don't eat no cherry. I don't know how it is, cause I don't like them. I used to have a cherry tree right at my back as I go out. That was in 31. I never did eat them. I don't know, cause I don't like them. I don't know what it looks like inside.
Well, what do you, when you bite down on it, what do you call that hard part?
I don't know, cause I don't bite on it.
What about in a peach?
Peach seed.
And the part inside the seed?
Cold.
Huh?
Cold.
Okay. That smooth part, you mean?
Well, that's inside the seed. It's a cold.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat it if you want, but it's bitter.
What do you call the kind of peach that the meat comes off the seed real easy?
Clear seed.
What about the other kind? That it's real hard to get to?
I don't know. All I know is a peach. I don't know what it's called.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The cold.
And when you cut, huh?